Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. She's the daughter and the founder of the outstanding American success story, Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, and their annuals are there. Sarah's blog is there. Sarah, what's the website for the blog again?
It's called Common Threads. If they go to BottomLineInc.com and then put in
Common Threads
in the search box,
You'll find it. Hey, Sarah, thanks again for being here. One of the things you've written about in your Bottom Line Personal, your writers have, is about year-end tax planning. Of course, the tax filing dates are gone, but there's still some things we can do, aren't there, to impact this year sure.
There are things that you can do. There are things that you can do with in terms of charitable deductions. There are things with 529. A lot of people this year who got squeezed for money. But one of the biggest things on here that I want to talk about actually is home office deductions, because a lot of people, we're all now working from home, which gives people, some people, the chance to be able to deduct where they weren't able to, where they didn't previously. In particular, small business owners or self-employed that have been going to an outside office, well, now you actually have the chance to be able to deduct that from on your own, so which is a huge opportunity. And, of course, because now it's regular and exclusive use and also the principal place of your business. So look into that and all the rules of it. Of course, you have to have, it has to be exclusive use.
So here's a question for you, and this might be I know you're not a CPA, neither am I. But,
no.
but if you have an office downtown that you still have to pay for and you move home to work, are they going to allow you to deduct both expenses?
I am not a CPA, so I'm not sure.
That's a question that must be asked.
Yeah. I presume that they're being so flexible in terms of what people are able to do because of the financial crunch. Now, if you're an employee, so this does not apply for a W-2. Everybody's always tempted to say, no, but I do a lot of work at home, and so let me deduct, my desk and my office and whatever. But that, if you're a W-2 employee, you can't do that.
Well,
now what you can do though is ask.
I think you can if you file unless you take the standard deduction. If you itemize, I think you can, because I'm not sure about the laws right now, but years ago when I was an employee working from home, I was able to deduct that. But that may have changed.
I think they've changed some of it in recent years because so many people were trying to do that.
Right.
But what people can do if you're a W-2 employee, and that you can then oddly ask, consider changing your status with your company and become an independent contractor, which then will allow
you. Unless you're
you
in California, which
well, that, right. It does in California.
Yeah.
That will then allow you the deductions, but there's a trade-off, because if you're no longer an employee, now you don't get health care.
You pay your own payroll taxes. You're probably
and you
not going to get enough deductions to offset all that.
It depends on your individual situation. If you don't use the company's health insurance already, then it doesn't necessarily matter, right? So these are all questions that, tax is complicated, which is why I am not in any way an expert. Bottom Line gives great advice on tax, so that you can then have the questions to ask and go talk to your experts.
Well, the main thing is you've probably got more opportunity to deduct the home office situation this year than in years past. So just check with your folks, check with your advisors, and see what they say.
You definitely do. And the things, I think a lot of companies are also switching their policies in terms of paying for cell phones or paying for home internet or paying for computers, because they think life is shifting to home. We're looking at that now.
That's the other thing. Hey, boss, I don't have a very good chair here. I was only using it, you know, an hour a week. Now I'm using it all day. Can you help me out with a chair, or I need a better desk or something like that? That's, to me, that's one of the things to ask for.
Or computers. I mean, yeah. Computers and cell phones are two of the big things.
And connectivity.
Should those be shifted to company expenses?
Absolutely. Bottom Line Inc. is the website, and you find her blog there. The yearbooks, the Bottom Line yearbook, also the Ultimate Guide to Women and the Health yearbook, all that. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will always come back with you, my friend.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. We'll get her back again another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.